Well, I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity again to be for June and I to be with you here in Minneapolis.
我感谢主再给我一个机会，与弟兄姊妹在明晨这里一起相聚。
And I want to, on behalf of June and myself, I want to thank you for praying for us and for sending us bountiful gifts to take to Cuba, and we really want to thank you for that.
谢谢大家为我们祷告，也在主里面奉献了一些钱，给我们带到古巴在那边的服事。谢谢弟兄姊妹。
I don't know if you all noticed, but we have a table over there, and I set some gospel tracts on the table.
那边有个桌子上有很多福音的单张。
And I want to encourage you, if you, that you will take whatever you want to take, you can use to give away to people who do not belong to the Lord.
鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果认识一些还没相信主的人，那你可以拿，你可以给他们。
I think you will learn that I favor the kind of tracts that begin with a story.
我最喜欢的这三章是先一开始就有个故事。
And I don't know if I shared this with you last time, but I have a very special appreciation for shirts. Some of men's shirts.
我不忘记我上次有没有跟你们交通哈，我特别喜欢男人的衣服。
Did I share that with you?Yeah.
Two pockets?
Yeah, if a shirt doesn't have any pockets, please don't give it to me.
上次跟我们交通过，他喜欢这个衣服有两个口袋。
If it has two pockets, I will gladly receive it.
有没有口袋的不要给我，有两个口袋的就要给我。
Because I try to keep a supply of gospel tracts in my pocket.
我喜欢把福音单张摆在我的衣服的口袋里。
Because many times we have an opportunity to give a gospel tract to someone.
因为我们常常有机会能够把单张给一些人。
Okay, I want to speak about tracts and many things tonight. So I don't know how long I have, but I hope that you'll.Pray with me that the Lord will just bless and anoint our time.
我很想跟你们讲到单张，也很多东西事情要跟弟兄姊妹交通。我不知道我会交通到什么时候，或者愿主祝福这个时间。
So, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you tonight for the gathering of your people.
父神，我们感谢你给我们今天晚上能够聚在你面前。
And we thank you for giving us your only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你把你独生儿子主耶稣基督赐给我们。
We thank you for your precious Word.
我们谢谢你宝贵的话语。
And we thank you so much for the Holy Spirit.
我们何等的感谢圣灵。
Father, whenever I remember to thank you for the Holy Spirit,
我们常记得我们要因着有圣灵，我们感谢你。
Then I remember that he was given when the Lord Jesus Christ was exalted to your right hand.
当主耶稣升天的时候，你就把圣灵赐下来。
And we thank you for this day that we're living in when you dwell in all of us who truly have been born again.
我们谢谢你，对于每一个重生得救的人，你都住在他们当中。
We thank you, Lord, that you have mercies for us today that are new.
我们谢谢你，你每天给我们的恩典怜悯都是新的。
Grant that we will not miss anything that you have for us.
我们至于你所赐给我们的，我们没有失去一个。
We need your Holy Spirit so that we will not miss these things.
我们需要圣灵提醒，让我们不会失去任何你要给我们。
Open our eyes, Lord.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our hearts.
主，开我们的心。
And open your precious word to us.
把你的话语也向我们打开。
We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. Amen.I'd like to read a couple scriptures first of all.
我们要读两处的圣经。
The first one is from Ezekiel chapter 22.
以西结书第二十二章。
Yeah, Ezekiel 22.
旧约的以西结书第二十二章。
And verse 30 and 31.
以西结书第二十二章第三十、三十一节。
Ezekiel 22,
以西结书二十二章
and verse 30 and 31,
三十、三十一节。
And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God.
三十节，我在他们中间寻找一人重修长虹，在我面前这个未折果站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这果，却找不着一个，所以我将我恼恨倒在他们身上，用烈怒的火灭了他们，照他们所行的报应在他们头上。这是主耶华说的。
OK, now if you'll turn to Psalm 106,
诗篇106篇。诗篇一百零六篇。
In Psalm 106, we have something of the history of the nation of Israel.
这一篇谈到以色列国的历史。
And I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. First of all, in verse 23.
我要读两节的圣经，第一个是在二十三节。
So this is giving a history of the nation of Israel. I'll read verse 22 as well.
22, 23 节。
Wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Is it what God did? Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them.
22节，在寒地行奇事，在红海行可畏的事。这是神耶华所做的事。二十三节，所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝他们。
And you remember the story how that when Moses went up to the mountain to receive the commandments from God?
如果你还记得摩西到山上接受神所赐下来的诫命。
Aaron and the people of Israel built a, made a calf, a golden calf, and they were worshipping that.
亚伦跟以色列百姓就在那里造了一个金牛犊，并且在那里敬拜他。
And God was very angry at what his people had done.
说神非常的震怒，为着他子民所做的非常震怒。
And he was going to destroy them.
所以神说我要毁灭他们。
But Moses interceded on behalf of the people.
但摩西为着这些百姓向神祷告。
One man, the man Moses, stood between the nation of Israel and between God.
有一个人站在以色列百姓与神的中间。
And he was on this occasion was a tremendous intercessor who interceded for the people that God should not destroy all of them.
他在这件事上似乎是一个中保，为着这些百姓在替他们在神面前祷告。
And God's wrath was turned away by the intercession of Moses.
因着摩西的祷告，神的震怒转消了。
Now in the same chapter, just down in verse 28 to 30.
借述的圣经啊，同样一篇的诗篇第二十八节到三十节。
They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, which was an idol, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him, that is God, to anger with their inventions, and the plague break in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed.
二十八节，他们又与巴利比尔联合，且吃了祭死神的物。他们这样行，惹耶和华发怒，便有瘟疫流行在他们中间。那时非利哈站起，刑罚二人，瘟疫这才止息。
So we see that Phinehas also was an intercessor.
我们在这里看到腓力哈也是站在 百姓与神的中间。
And he executed judgment that favored God, and God, and the plague was stayed.
他执行了那个刑罚啊，是神所喜悦的。
These two men, Moses and Phinehas, and I think we can find many more in the scriptures, men and women.
在圣经里面，我们可以看到很多男的、女的，能够好像摩西与腓尼哈这样。
Who fulfilled the verse of scripture that we looked at in Ezekiel?
也成就了好像以西结书里面所讲的话。
But not in Ezekiel's day.
但是不在以西结那个时候。
In Ezekiel's day, the word of God came to Ezekiel in this way that he was looking then for a man.
在以西结的时候，神在寻找这样的人。
Who would be able to intercede before him because God did not want to destroy the land.
神在寻找一个能够为他百姓站在那个破口当中、啊、因为神不愿意毁灭。
He did not want to destroy the people.
他也不用毁灭这些人。
And so I believe that's what the heart of God is like.
我相信这是神的心中所发望的。
He doesn't want to destroy people.
他不愿意毁灭。
We are his creation.
我们是他所创造的。
We are his masterpiece.
我们是他杰作。
We are his workmanship.
我们是他的手中的工作。
And in the New Testament, the Word of God tells us that he is not willing that any should perish.
在新约里面，新约圣经告诉我们说，主不喜欢有任何一个灭亡。
But he wants everyone to repent and come to him.
他希望每一个都能悔改来到神的面前。
And this is why we preach the gospel.
这就是为什么我们要传福音。
I'd like to read a few verses in relation to the gospel also in Romans 10.
我愿意、关乎福音的事再读一两处的圣经，请翻到罗马书第十章。
Romans 10 and verse 9 and 10.
罗马书第十章第九第十节。
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
第九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，他就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
I remember when I was working in the factory in Canada.
当我在加拿大工厂里面工作的时候
，and I had these two verses in my toolbox on the top of my toolbox. So when I opened my toolbox, those are the verses that you would see.
我把这两节圣经摆在我的工具箱里面，一打开我就看到这两节圣经。
And I wanted all the men that I worked with to read those verses.
我希望我的同事跟我一起工作都能够看到这两节圣经。
I had another picture on the side of my toolbox that I hoped would direct them to the inside of the toolbox.
我的工具箱旁边有个照片，我希望这个照片能够引他们去看我的工具箱里面的东西。
And I had a hand on a picture with a finger up like that, and it said one way, Jesus.
我有一张图片是有个手指起来，就一条路，就是耶稣。
Now you know I don't want you to believe that I have been.Just a perfect and a wonderful witness for the Lord all of my life.
我不希望你们认为我是一个很奇特、很完全的一个人，都为着主的。
My failures have been many.
我的确还是有许多的失败。
But as I have grown older and grown in the Lord, it seems that the Lord has been working more and more in my heart to give me a love and a passion for souls.
当我慢慢越过越年长一点，在主里面也成长，主就越过越过，把一个爱与怜悯的心，为着这些朋友们的心摆在我里面。
And sometimes I think we forget that there's only one way that people can really have eternal life.
我们有时候忘记了，只有一条路才能够得到永远的生命。
The only way is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way.
只有一条路，没有其他路，就是经过耶稣基督。
And now, if we read on in Romans, we'll find some other important verses here.
如果我们继续从罗马书读下去，就会找到几处很重要的经节。
Yeah, I'll read 11 to the end of 15.
从第十一节到第十五节，同一章。
For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can we read those verses?
Just finish it.
Okay, finish, okay. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things.
11-15节，经上说，凡信他的人必不知羞愧。犹太人和信义人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主。他也厚待一切求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣的，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！
These verses tell us that there's only the only way that people can be saved is through the Lord Jesus, and how can they be saved if they don't hear? And how will they hear unless we tell them or somebody is sent to them?
这里告诉我们说，这只有一条路。能够蒙恩得救，但是他们如果要蒙恩得救，他们如果没有人向他传的话，他们怎么样能够蒙恩得救呢？
I don't know exactly how it happened, but the Lord has been dealing with June and I many years ago, well, 10 or 11 years ago, about going to Cuba.
我不知道神是怎么做的，大概十年、十一年前啊。我跟俊，神就把一个负担摆在我们里面，要到古巴去。
Actually, it's about 10 years, it's 10.5 years ago, is it? No more than 10.5.
大概十年半以前。
That we went to Cuba.
我们就去古巴。
And so we continue to go, and actually, one week from now, we expect to be there.
我们就继续去，大概一个礼拜后，我们也会到古巴去。
That is, if we don't get turned around in the airport and sent back to Canada.
这个，除非我们在机场会被再送回加拿大去。
Yeah, we have heard more than one time of people that has happened to.
我们听过超过一次，有人就是从机场要去古巴就被送回加拿大去。
But so far, the Lord continues to give us an open door to go there.
直到今天，神还给我们一个敞开的门，能够到古巴去。
And so we are looking forward to going again.
So we are looking forward to going again.
Now you will notice the scriptures that I read in Ezekiel and in Psalm 106. You will notice those scriptures were about prayer.
If you remember, we read in Ezekiel and Psalm 106, those two verses were about prayer.
About intercession. God is looking for people who will stand between Him and people who are lost and bring them to the Lord and preach the gospel to them so that they will not be lost.
神在寻找在神与那些不认识神的人中间有人为他们祷告，并且把福音传给他们，把他们带到神的面前。
Now I cannot tell you why.
我不能够告诉你为什么。
But it has pleased God
that
His people should pray.
他的子民应该祷告。
I cannot tell you why.
我不能够告诉你为什么。
Except that the scripture teaches us very clearly that God wants us to be co-workers with Him or co-laborers with Him.
但是圣经告诉我们说要我们与神能够同工，一同劳苦。
And He wants us to depend on Him completely.
他要我们完全无依无靠地靠他。
For everything.
所有的事情上。
Because He wants to work.
因为神愿意工作。
But He wants to work through us.
但神要经过我们而工作。
Even when it comes to winning the lost.
就是在要得到一些世上的人，神要经过我们。
When June and I first went to Cuba.
当June跟我第一次到古巴去的时候。
My biggest burden I felt at that time was not for the lost.
我那时候最重的负担还不是为了世上的人。
But I felt that my biggest burden or desire to go to Cuba was for the believers. Because we heard that there was a revival going on there. And I wanted to see myself firsthand, what was that revival about? You know, when somebody says, well, there's a revival going on over there.
所以我当听见有人说这那里有个复兴,
that could mean many things.
大可以解释很多事情的,
some denominational churches in the south, or even maybe up here, they will have a week or two in the summer or in the fall when they say revival meetings happening in such and such a day.
在一些宗派里面, 有时候在南边, 啊, 这个会有个牌子说, 哎, 在哪里有一个复兴。
So we heard about the revival happening in Cuba.
So 我们也听到在古巴有个复兴。
I wanted to go and see what was happening.
我愿意去看究竟是什么样一回事。
Because the Lord had been doing something in my life for many years.
因为神在我身上做了一些奇妙的事，很多年了。
Of giving me some revelation.
给了我一些的启示。
Some vision, some opening of my understanding as to what God was after.
开了我一些悟性, 能够明白神一些的话。
And I wanted to know if that same thing was happening.
我要知道是不是同样的事情在古巴发生了。
So all these 10 years, I've been looking for that.
我这10年都是在寻找这件事情。
We have been looking for people that are hungry.
我们要看到找到那些里面有饥渴的人。
And thirsty.
饥渴的人。
To know the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been looking for believers who are hungry and thirsty to go on with God. Because I think you all understand that being born again or being saved is the initial step. It's the first step into the kingdom, but it's only the beginning. It's a wonderful beginning.
这是一个很奇妙的开始。
There is no other thing that can compare with that.
没有任何一些事可以跟这个相比。
To really be apprehended by the Lord and be saved.
能够被主得着, 能够得救。
So we have been looking for these believers who are hungry to know the Lord.
我们要在寻找, 啊, 弟兄姊妹对主有那个渴慕的。
But as we have been doing this in Cuba, we have discovered that some of the believers really have a burden for the lost.
我们到了古巴, 我们发现有一些, 弟兄姊妹, 特别被那些世上的, 还没相信主耶稣的人有个负担。
Because there are many unsaved people there.
因为有太多还不认识主的人。
And they want to win them. They want to preach the gospel to them and see them take this first step into this great salvation that we have.
他们愿意把这些人赢过来, 愿意看到这些人能够 踏出第一步, 啊, 在这个救恩里面踏出第一步。
So we began to print gospel tracts as well as things that would help them in this like booklets on discipleship and things like that that would help the brothers and sisters preach the gospel there.
我们就开始印一些福音单章, 啊, 好像这个如何做主的门徒, 希望能够帮助这些弟兄姊妹。
Now I want to tell you about something that happens in Cuba.
那我要告诉弟兄姊妹一些在古巴发生的事。
Some of the brothers and sisters there, some of the denominations have requested from us millions of gospel tracts.
有些弟兄姊妹在哪里和各个宗派里面也有人希望我们给他们一些的单张。
Because they want to do evangelism.
因为他们也愿意传福音。
And a couple of years ago, we were so encouraged when we heard about what happened in this one town called Olguin.
两年前, 啊, 在这个Olguin这个小镇里面发生一些事情。
They had a plan, the brothers and sisters, the Christians, particularly in that city, in the Baptist denomination,
在那个城市里面大部分是浸信会里面的弟兄姊妹。
They had a plan
他们有个计划,
to do evangelism.
来传福音。
And this is what they did.
啊,
they gathered the brothers and sisters together just like we are here tonight. And they asked everybody to write down on a piece of paper 10 names of people that you know who are not saved. And they said, now in a number of months, I think 3 months later, we're going to have a gospel meeting.
3个月之后, 我们有个福音聚会。
Like a crusade, they call it a crusade.
好像一个布道会。
So, they encouraged everybody, write down the names of 10 people that you know that are not Christians.
鼓励你的弟兄姊妹写上十个你知道他们还不认识主的人。
And we want to ask you to pray for them every day.
请求弟兄姊妹每天为这些人祷告。
For 3 months.
维持三个月。
They will also gather during the week and pray together for all these people.
然后他们每个礼拜都聚起来，为着这些写下来的名字的人祷告。
After 3 months, they had a gospel campaign.
三个月之后，他们有这个福音的聚会。
And they gave tracts to all these people that they've been praying for and invited them to come to the meeting.
他们把单张给这些已经写下名字的人，请他们来到这个福音聚会。
So many people came to the meeting.That the leaders had to tell the members of the church, don't come in the building because there's not room for you.
就许多人来到这个福音聚会，所以这个负责的人就请弟兄姊妹不要进来。
You can come to the meeting, but you have to stay outside.
你就来到这个聚会，但是你要站在外面。
And bring the unbelievers in.
让那些还没认识主的人进来。
And they brought them in.
他们就把他们带进来。
I think there was, I don't know, around 600, 500 or 600 came into the meeting.
差不多500到600的人进来。
Some counselors and some workers.
有很多陪谈的人在旁边。
And they preached the gospel.
所以他们就传福音。
And I don't know how many, but many of these people that were unsaved signified that they wanted to receive the Lord Jesus.
许多还没认识主的人在那天表示要接受主。
So they have this plan. They call it Plan Andrew.
他们有这个计划叫做 Plan Andrew.
I think it's because of Andrew in the scriptures bringing his brother Peter to the Lord Jesus.
因为在圣经里面，安德烈把他哥哥彼得带来。
And so now they are having the similar campaigns in various places in the country.
现在他们有这个运动在不同的地方都有举行。
Now I was very encouraged when I heard about that.
当我听到这个，我里面很多鼓舞。
Because you know, if we're going to do evangelism, we need to pray.
因为如果我们要传福音，我们需要祷告。
And that's why I read the scriptures about prayer.
所以我就在圣经里面读到要祷告。
And intercession is prayer.
代求就是祷告。
Intercession is when you stand before these people who are lost and before a holy God.And will cry out to God for them that they will not be lost. They will open their hearts to the Lord.
这代求呢，是我们站在这不幸的人与神中间，为他们向神呼喊啊，使他们能够，如果他们不得救，他们就失丧。
So I was so encouraged with this. That this particular group have requested 3 or 4 million tracts from us in the next couple of years.
所以我就心中。得到很大的鼓舞，因为这一批弟兄姊妹向我要求300万的这个单张。
Now why do we go there and try to provide these tracts?
为什么我们去那里给他们这些单张？
Because they are very poor and they don't have the money.
因为他们蛮贫穷的，所以他们没这个钱。
We have discovered 4 print shops in the country, in churches.
我们发现在那些教会里面大概只有四个 印刷厂
and they have the capability to print these gospels
他们能够印这些单张
but the people don't have the money to pay them to buy the paper and the ink to print them
但是这些百姓都没有钱能够付他们的印这些单张
so we are trying to with other people supporting us we're trying to provide these gospel tracts for them
也因着有些弟兄姊妹帮助我们，我们去能够给他们这些单张。
When we were there in February and March, we contracted with a little print shop to print 360,000 tracts.
这个今年二月、三月的时候，我们在哪里跟一个印刷厂印了大概36万。
For this one group that are preaching the gospel in that way.
为着其中一组的弟兄姊妹在这样的传福音。
But there are so many that want to preach the gospel that we cannot keep up with providing them the tracts they want and need.
有这么多愿意传福音的人，我们来不及一直供应他们需要的单张。
So when we go back a week from today, we expect to be in the country for 2 weeks.
我们下礼拜会过去古巴，我们希望在那里大概有两个礼拜的时间。
We are hoping to travel across the country and visit all 4 of these print shops.
我们打算走过整个国家去探访这四个印刷厂。
And possibly we will have the resources to have them print a 500,000 tracts.
啊，我们希望能够有这个资源，能够给他们大概印500,000的单张。
Sometimes they have told us if we give them1,000,000 tracts, and or if they put them on a table in the meeting place, they will all be gone the first or second day.
我们曾经被跟我们说过，如果我们印了100,000一个单张，啊，头一两天的机会就全部没了。
So sometimes we go to a print shop and we ask them to print tracts for another group of people in another part of the country.
So 有时候我们去到这个印刷厂，我们说，请你印这个单张，为了另外一批的弟兄姊妹的聚会用。
And the manager of the print shop says to us, "When are you going to give us some tracts? When are you going to let us print some tracts for ourselves?"
这个印刷厂的经理说，你什么时候印这单张给我们自己用呢？
We want to have tracts too, you know.
我们也希望有得到这些福音单张。
So that has been so encouraging for us. And, but you know, I'm reminded so many times.
这对我们非常的鼓舞。我们常常被提醒。
We need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
Lord, will you use these tracts?
主，你求你用这些单张。
Will you use these little witnessing tools?
用这个小小一个见证的事物。
Yeah. You know, just a little piece of paper.
这一张小小的纸。
But you know what? This little piece of paper never gets disgusting.
你知道吗？这个小小的纸没有说被人讨厌。
It never gets discouraged.
也没有说沮丧。
It never faints for want of strength.
也没有说这个
It never faints. It never gives up.
从来不投降的。
It just sits where you put it.
你摆在哪里，它就在哪里。
Reminding you.
提醒你。
I'm here.
我在这里。
Ready to preach the gospel to you if you will read it.
我愿意把福音传给你，只要你愿意读。
Sometimes I get a little afraid.
有时候我会有惧怕。
About giving them out.
把他们给出去。
But I think the Lord is teaching me.
我相信主在教导我。
A number of years ago, June and I were in a tourist town in Cuba.
大概一些年前啊，June跟我去一个旅游胜地。
We had gone to a little restaurant on the sidewalk.
我们去到一个餐馆。
And we had had a very simple meal.
那我们有一点简单的餐点。
And I gave one of the waitresses a tract. No, actually, I don't think I gave anybody a tract. But we got up and walked away.
当我们要离开的时候,
and then I thought, no, I want to give her a tract.
我就想到给那个十,
so I went back and gave her a tract.
我就再进去再给她一个单张。
And then we started walking away.
那我们就走出来了。
And we looked back.
我们就回头看。
And the other waitress was with her, reading the tract with her.
另外一个侍应也在跟她一起看这个单张。
And I thought I saw some words in her eyes.
我好像从他眼中读到一些的字。
What about me?
我呢？我怎么没有呢
？Why don't you give me a try?
为什么你不给我一张呢
？Did I go back and give her one? I think I went back and gave the other girl one.
我相信我回去给另外那个女侍应再一张单张。
And I think only one time in Cuba did I have one person refuse to take it.
我想我这么多年在古巴就一个人拒绝拿单张。
And actually, I have not had many occasions in the U.S. or Canada where people have refused tracts.
我也没有很多机会在美国这个拒绝这个单张。
Now I want to read a little something here about sowing seeds with tracts, with gospel tracts.
我也读一些关于你这个发单张好像撒种一样。
Okay.Now this, I'll try to make this easy for you to translate. Do we realize the extraordinary dynamic of the printed page?
我们有没有发现这个印的一张纸有何等的大的效用？
Dr. Goodell of the American Board of Missions, passing through Nicodemia in 1832.
在1832年，这个 Dr. Goodell, 是这个 American Board of Missions.
He gave a stranger a tract in the Armenian and Turkish language.
给一个人一个单张在阿米尼族土耳其那里土耳其的人。
17 years later, he went back to that area.
11年之后他回到那个地方,
and he found a church of 40 members.
找到那里有一个聚会, 有40个人,
and a Protestant community of more than 200, all from seed sown by the tracts.
大概有200人, 都基督徒在那里,
Another little story I read in this little tract is this.
我在这个小书里面也有另外一个故事。
I think in India, many years ago, somebody gave a person some kind of a garment, maybe a pair of trousers or a jacket.
有一个人给另外一个人一套的衣服。
And in one of the pockets were some gospel tracts.
在其中一个袋子里面就是福音单张。
And from those gospel tracts, I think there were a number of churches that were started. Well, you know, on occasion you may give a tract to somebody and they'll tear it up. But one time there's one person tells a story of another man who found a little piece of a tract.
有一次有一个人提到他是找到其中一部分那个单张。
And on there was the address where he could, and so he read it. And he set away to the address and ordered more. He wanted to give some away.
So 上面有一个地址，他就向这个地址要更多的单张。
So don't be discouraged if you give somebody a tract and tear it up and throw it away.
So 不要沮丧，如果你遇到有人给单张，他就撕掉。
Because God may not be done with it yet.
神可能被这个单张还没做完他要做的事情。
Yeah, one time somebody did that. They tore it up and threw it out the window.
有一次有人撕掉，就从窗户。
And a piece of it. Blew over the fence onto the farmyard.
吹过那个铁丝网到了一个农场。
And some workers were working in the farmyard. One of them picked it up.
有些工人在那里工作, 其中一个人拿起来。
And he read this to the other workers, and some of them came to be saved.
他向他其他工友读这一段话, 当中有人都相信主。
So it's amazing what God can do.
我们对于神所做的非常的奇妙。
And even in tracts, it's just one way to witness for the Lord.
福音当中只是一个方法把福音传出去。
I want to tell you another encouraging thing that happened in Cuba.
我愿意告诉弟兄姊妹另外在古巴发生的事。
One young pastor came to us and he wanted some tracts.
一个年轻的牧师来找我，他希望有一些这些单张。
But he also wanted to obtain a little booklet, and I wish I had a copy. I don't have a copy, but this little booklet in Spanish. It's a children's booklet, and it says on it, the title is The Most Important Story.
他也要求有一个小书，用西班牙文写的，是给小朋友的，就是最重要的故事。
And this booklet is all about creation, all about the Bible.
他讲到很多的创造，都是讲的关于圣经。
Starts with creation.
关于创造。
And goes through the Old Testament with 12 lessons until it preaches the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
经过12课。
He had the opportunity to buy some of these in Cuba.
他有机会买到这些，在古巴。They're
sent to Cuba from Canada.
他从古巴送到加拿大。And
he had the opportunity to buy some, but he didn't have the money.
他有机会买，但是他没有钱。So
he said, Ben and June, would you be able to give us the money to buy these? I want to use them for evangelism.
他就问我们说，你们可以帮助我们，能够买一些这些书，为着福音用的。
I think we could buy one booklet for around 8 cents.
一本小书大概 US dollars,
8 cents. Yeah,
8分美国的钱.
And we were able to buy thousands of them.
我们可以买到大概1000本.
So we bought them.
我们就买了。
We gave him the money and he bought them.
我们给他钱，他去买。
And then he had an idea.
他有一个想法。
He's one of the pastors in a town called Hovianos.
有一个牧师在一个城市叫Hoviana。
He took that little booklet.
拿到那本书。
And he had a computer. He has a computer.
他有个电脑。
And a printer.
一个 printer.
So he began to develop 12 lessons from those 12 chapters in that little booklet.
他从那十二课里面，十二章的里面，引申出12堂课的资料。
And then they began to distribute these booklets to the children in the town.
他就把这些资料发给在那个镇里面的小朋友。And
then he delivered with the members of the church. They delivered the first lesson to the children with the booklet.
他在他们聚会里面，他就发给第一堂的课发给所有的。And
as the children finished the first lesson, they would bring it to the little host church or to the meeting place, and hand it in, and they would receive the second lesson.
当他们 读完这个这一堂课，他们拿回来，他们就能够得到第二堂课的资料。
And he told us, told June and I, that when they finished all 12 lessons, they were going to give them an illustrated children's New Testament.
当他们都读完这十二课的时候，他们准备把新约给他们这些小朋友。
The last time we got a message from him, he said they were doing this already with 800 children.
上一次我听到他们消息，已经对着800个小朋友做同样的工作。
Our hearts were rejoicing.
我们心中何等的雀跃。
We want to help him as much as we can.
我们愿意尽我们所能的帮助他们。
Because I think the Lord is using him to plant seeds in the hearts of the children in this communist country.
我们发现神在这个共产党的国家里面，借助他们把福音的种子撒下去了。
We were so surprised that he developed something from such a simple little booklet.
我们很稀奇的这么简单的一本书里面，他能够引申出这么多的课的资料。
So when we were there last time, I think it was the last time, we found out that he didn't have any paper left and didn't have a cartridge for his printer to continue to make the lessons.
我们上次去发现他的印刷机这个墨水都没有。
So we gave him some money so he could get the materials that he needs to do this work.
So we gave them some money to help them to continue to buy these materials.
So since we returned that last time, we got an email from him saying, Ben and June, I have the opportunity to get some more literature. What should I tell the man? Can I buy it?
我们现在又上次他又给我们写个电邮说我们又有机会啊去印这些资料，我可不可以告诉那个人我可以买呢？
So we told him to go ahead and buy as much as he can. When we come, we'll pay.
Okay, 我就告诉他说，你就买吧，我们来了时候会付你钱。
So we're trusting the Lord that there will be plenty of resources to do that.
啊，我们相信主啊，也给我们有许多的资源，我们能够成就这件事。
I don't know what am I supposed to finish?
9:15.
Oh, okay. Good.Now you see, I have a pocket full of tracts. I have more than a pocket full tonight because I have many over there on the table. And I'm convinced that you should never be without some gospel tracts. Now, do you ladies know what happens when you leave home without your handbag?
你们做姊妹的，当你们离开家没有手袋会怎么样？
Every time we go somewhere, June said, "Oh, I gotta go get my purse."
每一次我要去一个地方，我的姊妹都会说，哎，我要去拿我的手提袋，手袋。
Now that's not only because she carries most of the money.
那是因为她负责带钱。
But sometimes I say, "No, you don't need it." No, she wants to have her purse.
但是她还是需要她的皮。
So go and get it.
我说好，你就去拿吧。
But I want you to know.
那我要你知道。
That when my pocket runs dry, she has some tracts in her purse.
对，当我这里用光，我这里浑单张了，她的
皮包里还有单张。Many times we have been standing at the checkout counter at the grocery store, and I have not had any tracts, and I'll say to her as I'm waiting.You got any tracks? And she'll bring out the tracks, and I'll have one ready for the cashier.
很多时候我这个已经福音单张都没了。我们在这个超级市场，我们在付钱的时候，太太就可以给我一张单张给他。
Now, ladies, I want you to be honest.
不过我希望你们诚实。
I'm going to ask you a question.
我要问你们一个问题。
How many of you don't care whether you have your handbag or not?
你们哪一个？
It's not important. You don't even carry a handbag.
Only ladies?
Ladies, only ladies.
Okay. 有没有几个夫对有没有带皮包根本不管的。
Anybody?
有没有
No, because you've got some things in there that you may need.
因为里面有你需要的东西。
Now, get some good gospel tracts and put them in your hand.
放一些很好的福音单张在你的皮包里。
And get some more and put them at the front door of your house.
摆一些在你们屋子的前面。
When the UPS man comes with the delivery,
当那个 UPS 或者邮差来送货给你们的时候
，Or the FedEx man, you'll have something to give him.
你就有东西可以给他们。
In your car or your vehicle, have some gospel tracts.
在你车上也有一些福音单张。
You know, if you want to preach the gospel this way,
如果你愿意用这样子来传福音
，and you get some gospel tracts.
也有一些福音单张。
You know what will happen?
你知道会有什么事发生吗
？The Lord will remind you.
主会提醒你。
to give them out.
把他们发出去。
And you will find yourself having opportunities if you want them.
如果你愿意的话，你会找到这些机会。
This is my experience. You ask the Lord to give you a desire to do this, to preach the gospel in this way. He will remind you.
这个是我的经历。如果你愿意，你会求主给我能够有这个渴慕，愿意这样子，神会提醒我们。
And sometimes I fail.
有时候我也失败了。
And even though my shirt has a pocket, I forget to put the tracks in.
我的衣服虽然有袋子，但是我还是忘记把。
But sometimes I remember on the way from the car into the store.
有时候我从我的车上走到这个购物商场的时候。
And then I want to go back and get some.
我就想回到我车上去拿一些单张。
And sometimes I've been standing at the checkout counter.
有时候我在付钱的时候，我就站在那里。
With no tracks.
没有福音单张。
And no wife.And no handbag.
也没有手提包。
And I say, Oh Lord, what an opportunity! And I missed it.
我只说你给我这么好的机会，我是没有好好用。
And more than once, I have left the UPS man standing on the porch waiting for me.
有时候，那个邮差啊 ，UPS 的人，这人站在我门口等我。
Because I run out to the door.
因为我去开门
and he's there
他站在那里
and he wants me to sign
他叫我签名
and he wants to go
他要走了
but I close the door in his face and say wait a minute I run downstairs and get a track and come back up
我叫你等一下我就到楼下去拿一张福音单张给他
it's so important
这非常的重要
here's a track that I particularly like
这是其中一个单张我特别喜欢
It says, asleep in the boat.
就是讲到在船上睡着。
This track is about a tour guide in Niagara Falls.
这个讲到一个在尼加拉加瀑布里面一个导游。
Business was slow on this day.
那一天没什么生意。
And he was out in a boat above the falls.
他在那个瀑布上面，在船上。
And he thought he would tie his boat up to a dock and have a little sleep.
他就把船绑到这个岸边，他说我就休息一下。
He thought he tied the boat rather securely.
他以为他把船已经绑得很好了。
And he went off to sleep in the boat.
他就到船上里面去睡觉。
Well, you know, the water was a little rough, and it began to rock the boat, and the rope loosened off the boat, and the boat started to drift down the river towards the brink of the falls.
因为开始有点浪啊，所以啊，这个就把那个绳索弄松了。结果这个船就慢慢飘向那个瀑布了。
And he was asleep.
好，睡着了。
And people on the bank were calling out to him, Wake up!
在岸上的人说，起来啊。
And you know, the boat came to a big rock.
这船去到一个大石头。
And it stopped for a little while on the rock.
它在那里稍微停了一下。
And the people were hollering, Get on the rock! Get on the rock!
很多人就大叫，就赶快跳到那个石头上。
He didn't hear them.
他没有听见。
And he went over the falls.
他就越过这个瀑布了
and died
死掉了
and then there's a gospel message
就这个福音的信息就这样产生
if you want to be saved get on the rock
如果你愿意得救的话爬上那个磐石
one of the reasons I like this story is because I was born very near the Niagara Falls
我喜欢这个故事因为我是在尼加拉哥那家瀑布附近出生的
And that gives me an opportunity to tell people, strangers, perfect strangers, I don't even know them, will they accept this because this has happened near my birthplace, and will you read it?
因为这个我就可以对那些很多我都不认识的人，我就告诉他们说，哎，这个是我出生的所在，你要不要读啊？
And they accept it, and I want them to read it.
他们接受了，但我请求他们要读这个故事。
Well, oh, here's another one. Many of these are all stories. Honor the Son.
这个尊重你的儿子。
Now maybe you've heard this story, but it's a wonderful story.
这个是一个很奇妙的故事。
This is about a very wealthy man in England. I think it was in England.
我想是在英国有一个很有钱的人。
He had one son.
他有一个儿子。
And his wife had died.
他太太死了。
And he had a lady come in and help clean the house and take care of his son.
有个女佣进来的。打扫房间也照顾他的儿子
and then his son died
然后他的儿子死了
well after a number of years he, of course he was heartbroken but after a number of years he died
经过一些年 虽然当然很伤心，但他也死了。
And they tried to find his will.
大家就在找他的遗嘱。
You know what a will is?
你知道那个遗嘱？
Yeah. They tried to find his last will, giving instructions as to how all of his wealth should be given away or spent.
他很有钱的时候，大家在找他遗嘱，他的钱要怎么用？
They couldn't find it.
他们找不到。
So they waited, you know, as lawyers will do for a number of months, and finally the lawyers decided we've got to sell the whole estate and get rid of it because we can't find the will.
So 这些律师用了几个月，希望能找到他的遗嘱，找不到，所以他们决定说把他的这个整块地卖掉。
So they announced an auction.
啊，这个他们就是说我们有一个投标
，where they were going to sell all of the estate.
他把他所有的财产。
Many people gathered at the auction.
许多人来到这个投标的地方。
And in the people that were at the auction, there was an older woman, and she was the nursemaid that had helped look after this son and take care of the house many years ago.
其中来到这个地方的有一个老的太太，她曾经是照顾这个儿子的女佣，很多年前的时候。
So they began to sell all the items, and then they had, after they were selling many things, they had a painting, a big portrait.Of the son,
他们卖掉了许多的东西，到了要卖一幅画，是他儿子的画像。
They began to auction this painting.
他们就开始要拍卖这个画。
Almost nobody was interested in the painting of the boy.
关于这个男孩子，没有人有兴趣买这张画。
Except this older woman who used to take care of him.
只有这个老太太，她有兴趣，因为她曾经。
She thought, I would love to have that painting.
她说我希望得到这个画。
And so she bought it very cheaply.
很便宜就买到了。
And she took it home.
她就拿回家。
And after a while, the painting got dusty and one thing and another. She was cleaning it.
过了一些日子，已经很多尘在上面，她就稍微把它擦。
And she discovered a paper on the back of the painting.
她就发现有一张纸在个画后面。
She took it to the lawyers.
他把这张纸拿到给律师了。
This was the last will of this man.
这个就是这个老先生的遗嘱。
And in the last will, he said, "I give all of my wealth to the person who buys this painting."
他说我把我所有的财产给，不管哪一个买这张画的人。
The woman was rich overnight.
那个老太太一个晚上成为有富
人。Why was she rich?
为什么他会变成一个有钱的人
？Because she loved his son.
因为这个老太太爱他的儿子。
And then it tells the story of the Lord Jesus.
然后继续又讲到主耶稣的故事。
How God loves His Son.
神如何的爱他独生。
And what will happen to us if we receive Him?
如果我们接受他，你知道什么事发生在我们身上
？I can't read all these stories for you tonight, but here's another one I like.
这里又另外一个福音单章
says explain me. You always say
分析我
Now this man looks a little scruffy.
Scruffy.
He's a little dirty.
Okay.
He just come out of the mine.
Okay, 这个人看来蛮肮脏的，因为他刚从矿场出来。
Now in this mining town, there was a certain professor or something came to give a talk on discrediting the Bible.
这个整个镇里面都是做矿工的哈，有个教授来讲一个给一个讲一番话就是反对圣经的。
So he was telling the people in this group that the Bible was full of myths, the stories weren't true, and they had no need to believe them. He was going on and on like that to discredit the word of God and the stories of Christ.
这个教授都对着这些矿工啊，就讲到说这个圣经都是一些传说，不是真的。说他叫这些人不要相信圣经讲的话。
At the end of his talk, this man stood up.
当他讲完的时候，这个人站起来了。
And he began to speak in a loud, booming voice. He was a very big, strong man.
这个人因为他很壮，他就很大声的讲。
And he said.I think everybody here knows me.
我想你们在座每一个都认识我。
3 years ago, I was the most violent man in the city.
3年前，我是在这个城市里面最凶暴的人。
I spent all my money on alcohol and drank my wages, and I didn't take care of my wife and children.
我用了我所有的薪水，所有的钱，就是去喝酒，我也不照顾我的妻子与孩子。
And then I heard about the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我听到主耶稣基督。
And I opened my heart and received Him.
我就把我的心打开，我就接受了他。
And now all these people know how my life has been changed.
这些人都知道我的生命改变。
Can you explain that to me? He said to the man up on the platform.
他对上面的教授说，你可不可以解释这件是什么事发生在我身上？
There was a very noticeable silence in the whole room.
在那个整个会场里面，一片肃静。
I have another tract here.
我又有另外一个单张。
I do not have time to read it to you.
我没有时间读给你们听。
This is a tract for Christians.
这是对基督徒的一个单张。
I wish I had a copy to give one to every one of you.
我真的希望我能够给每一个人都一张。
I'll try to tell you briefly what it says.
我简单的告诉大家这里面讲的是什么。
It says what it means to pray through.
把这个单章讲到这进行祷告，祷告的透彻是什么意思呢？
I think as I remember the story, this is about a pastor's wife.
这个讲到一个牧师的太太。
Who was sent to a very poor congregation in a poor town.
他被差派到一个很穷困的一个城市的一批弟兄姊妹当中。
She was a black woman.
她是一个黑人。
And I think I'll need to read you a little bit to begin with.
我想一开始我还需要读一点给大家听。
Her name was Sister Dabney.
她的名字叫 Sister Dabney。
Yeah. And she, somehow the Lord had put a burden on her heart to pray.
神把一个负担摆在她里面，叫她要祷告。
To pray, that God would send people into the church.
祷告神能够把人带到聚会中来。
Now, I'm not sure if I'm mixing this up with another story, but I think that when her and her husband first went to this church, I think there was nobody else in the church. Only them, they came their first Sunday.
他们去到这个礼拜堂，没有人在那里，只有他跟他的弟兄两个。
And it seems the Lord spoke to her.
到神就对他们说话。
And so she consulted her husband, but she wanted to make a vow to the Lord.
他就也问他的弟兄啊，当他也向神许愿
that she was going to give herself to pray for 3 years, I think for 3 days a week, that God was going to send sinners into the church to get saved.
他跟神许愿说，用三年的时间，每个礼拜三天向神祷告，把朋友带到这个会堂。
And so she began to pray.
他就开始祷告。
And she made it her serious business to pray.
她把这个祷告看得非常的严肃。
She gave herself to prayer.
她把自己摆进去祷告。
And God began to work.
神就开始工作。
God began to send people into the meetings.
神就开始把人带到这个聚会中来。
I think on the days that she did eat, she only ate one simple meal a day.
她每一天只吃一个很简单的一个餐。
But she continued to pray.
她就继续的祷告。
And God sent the people in.
神就把人带来。
Finally, the building that they were meeting in was too small.
直到有一天，他们在聚会的场所太小。
So she prayed that God would provide another building.
她就向神祷告说，神给我们再一个新更大的。
So another business or building in the town closed, and that was across the street, and that became available.
有一个生意的场所关门了，所以那个地方成为可以用的地方。
And she began to pray.
她就祷告。
That God would fill that building.
神能够也充满了那个场所
and send people.
也把人带来
and God was sending people.
神就开始又把人带来
so really the whole story is just about this matter of prayer.
所以整个故事都是关于祷告
I remember hearing a number of years ago hearing a message by a brother called Edwin Orr.
我记得一些年前我听到一个弟兄叫做 Edwin Orr.
He was a teacher of revivals. He taught revivals at the University of California a number of years ago.
他在加州大学里面教这个复兴的课。
I think he was a Welshman, I think, and he had studied revivals around the world and even went back to Wales and studied about the Welsh revival at the turn of the century.
相信他是维尔斯人, 所以他读了很多关于复兴的事情。
And the message that we heard him on video speaking was, he was speaking to a large thousands of young people at a campus crusade convention, I think.
我看到一个录影带，是他对着上千的人，年轻人，这个人校园福音工作里面的向他们讲。
And what he said was this.
他这样说,
In every revival that's ever happened, they have been able to trace that revival back to the fact that somebody was praying.
他说每一个复兴，他们都能够往后查看，总是有人在那里祷告。
It began because of prayer.
那个都是从祷告开始。
Now isn't that amazing?
你们发现这很稀奇。
Every major revival that's happened, ever happened on the earth, because of prayer.
每一个重要的复兴在这地上发生过了，都是因为祷告来的。
Now, can we not even take that back to the book of Acts?
那我们能够把这个带到我们看到《使徒行传》。
When the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost.
当五旬节的时候，圣灵降在他们当中。
You know what they were doing?
你知道他们在做什么吗？
The 120.
120个人。
They were praying.
他们在祷告。
For a number of days.
已经很多天了。
Did you ever start to try to imagine what was happening in that room those days?
你能够想象在那几天里面，自己在那个房间里面发生什么事呢？
You know, it's very difficult for anybody, one person, to pray for 10 days straight.
你知道，对于只是一个人连续10天祷告，非常困难。
Have you ever tried it?
你们试过呢？
To shut yourself in a room?
你把自己关在一个房间里
for 10 days?
10天。
Just to be before the Lord.
只是在主的面前。
Not so easy.
不是这么简单。
But to get 120 people to do it.
你能够得到120个人愿意这样子做。
But God was working.
神在工作。
And the Lord Jesus had given them a command.
神给他们了一个命令。
And they went and prayed.
他们就去祷告。
And the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵就来了。
And we are the beneficiaries of that.
我们就收到这个好的后果效果。
Do we want the Lord to save people?
我们究竟愿不愿意我们的主拯救人呢？
Then we must pray.
那我们就需要祷告。
And He will show us what to do.
他会给我们看到应该如何做。
Because He's not willing that any should perish.
因为我们的主不愿一个灵魂灭亡。
But if we don't tell them, I don't know how they will hear.
如果我们不向他们传的话，他们如何能够得救呢？
Well, okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告吧。
Father, we thank you tonight for this great salvation.
主，我们今天晚上谢谢你这伟大的救恩。
And it is a so great salvation.
主，这是何等大的救恩。
And I know that we have much to learn yet about your great salvation. But we want to learn how to cooperate with you in your work. So I want to ask you with my brothers and sisters tonight that you will come and meet us and show us what to do.
教导我们该如何做。
Show us what our part is in this matter of winning the lost.
告诉我们说，在这个把世上的灵魂赢过来，我们该做什么呢？
We want to give ourselves to prayer.
说我们愿意在祷告上摆上我们自己一份。
But we know that that is so very difficult.
说我们知道这也是有时候很艰难。
We need you to come and meet us.
我们需要你来与我们相遇。
And energize us with your Holy Spirit.
用圣灵来鼓舞我们。
And cleanse us with your precious blood.
用你宝血来洁净我,
and deal bountifully with us.
丰丰富富与我们同在,
and give us a compassion.
给我们一个怜悯的心,
and give us the boldness.
给我们那个勇敢的心,
and give us everything that we need.
把所有需要的赐给我们,
to preach the gospel.
来传福音,
with tracts or without them.
不管有没有福音单张,
so that you can bring the lost to yourself.
你能够把这世上的人带到你的面前。
We just ask that you will have your way in all of our hearts.
说我们愿意你把你要做的事摆到我们心中来。
and bless your word to our hearts tonight.
主啊，愿你的话，祝福你的话，在我们。
We ask it in your precious name, Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.